जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानन्दना व्रजजनरञ्जना यशोदानन्दना व्रजजनरञ्जना यमुनातीरावनचारी यमुनातीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुनातीरावनचारी यमुनातीरावनचारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे जय किशोर किशोरी किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी जय जगन्नाथ जगन्नाथ बलदेवा जय सुभद्रा জয় গৌরনিতায় 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 জয় গৌরনিতায় গৌর জয় জয় প্রভুপাদ 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 হৃদয় গৌর হরিব 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 হরি গৌর প্রেমানন্দে জয় ওম বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিরাজকার শ্রোত্র সত শ্রীমল শিবায় গ্রেস অভয় শরণারবিন্দ এসি ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী শিল প্রভুপাদ কি জয় ওম বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিরাজকার শ্রোত্র সত শ্রীমল শিবায় গ্রেস ভক্তি দান সরস্বতী গোস্বামী মহারাজ শিল প্রভুপাদ কি অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণববৃন্দ কি নমাচার্য শ্রী হরিদাস ঠাকুর কি গ্রন্থরাজ শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম কি জয় গৌর প্রেমানন্দে ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় নারায়ণম নমস্কৃত্যাম নরম চৈব নরোত্তমম দেবীম সরস্বতীম ব্যাসম ততো জয়ামুদীরহে নষ্টপ্রায়েষু অভদ্রেষু নিত্যম ভাগবত সেবায় ভগবতে উত্তম শ্লোকে ভক্তির্ভবতি নৈষ্ঠিকী কৃষ্ণায় বাসুদেবায় দেবকী নন্দনায় চ নন্দগোপাকুমারায় গোবিন্দায় নমো নমঃ হরে কৃষ্ণ রিডিং ফ্রম শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবতম ক্যান্টো 10 চ্যাপ্টার 7 Text 16 and 17. Just add together text 16. কাব সর্বগুণোপ্যেত্য বৈশা স্বর্গ রুক্মালিনী আত্মভুজাম্বুতার্তেত্যয়া প্রাদয়েত্যে চরণাম্বুতা গাব সর্বগুণোপেত্য বাসা সর্গ রুক্মমালিনী আত্মাম্বুজাত্যায়ত্যেত্ত প্রাদয়েত্বা চরণাম্বুতা গাব সর্বগুণোপেত্য বাসা সর্গ রুক্মমালিনী আত্মাম্বুধায়ত্যেত্ত প্রাদয়ে চরণামুচাত গাব সর্ব प्रादते चावनुञ्जता गाव सर्वगुणोपेत्या वाशासग्रुक्ममालिनी आत्मजाम्बुजयातर्त्या प्रादते चावनुञ्जता गाव सर्वगुणोपेत्या वार्षसरुक्ममालिनी आत्मजाभुजया त्यक्त्रा प्रादत्ते चन्नुञ्जता गाव सर्वगुणोपेत्या वासासग्रुक्ममालिनी आत्मजाम्बुजयतर्त्या प्रादते चान्वयुञ्जता वट वर मीनिंग गावा काउस सर्वगुणापेत्यः बीइंग फुली क्वालिफाइड बाय गिविंग सफिशिएंट मिल्क एक्सेट्रा वासः वेल ड्रेस्ड साग विथ फ्लावर गार्लैंड्स रुक्ममालिनी And with the garlands of gold, Atmajambudayatyata, for the purpose of his son's affections, Pradayat gave in charity. Te, those brahmanas, cha. Also, Anujayate accepted them. Translation and purport by Sivan Jai Satay Charanarvinda A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation, Nanda Maharaj, for the sake of his affluence of his own son, Krishna, gave the Brahmana's cows fully decorated with the garments, flower garlands and gold necklace. These cows, fully qualified to give ample milk, were given to the Brahmanas in charity. The Brahmanas accepted them and bestowed blessings upon the whole family and especially upon Krishna. Purport. Nanda Maharaj first fed the Brahmanas punctuously and then gave them in charity first-class cows. Fully decorated with the golden necklace garments and the flower garlands. So we'll read 17 also. I'll just read translation and purport. The Brahmanas who were completely expert in chanting the Vedic hymns were all the yogis fully equipped with mystic powers. Whatever the blessings they spoke were certainly never fruitless. Purport. Brahmanas fully equipped with the Brahmanical qualification are always yogis fully powerful in mystic yoga. Their words never fail. In every transaction with other members of the society, Brahmanas were certainly dependable. In this age, however, one must take into account that the Brahmanas uncertain in their qualifications because there are no yajnik Brahmanas. All the yajnas are forbidden. The only yajna recommended in this age is Sankirtana yajna. Yajnai Sankirtanai Praya Yajanjihi Sumedasaha. Bhagavatam 11th canto 5th chapter 32nd verse. Yajna means is meant to satisfy Vishnu. Yajnat karmano yatra loko yam karma bandhanaha. Because in this age there are no qualified brahmanas, people should perform yajna by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Yajnai sankirtane praya yajantihi sumedasaha. Life is meant for yajna, and yajna is performed by the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjanam Shalakaya Chakshurunmitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yajne Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamahum Vande Sri Gurum Dinatarnam Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vancha Kalpataru Bhasyam Kripa Sindhu Bhyayivacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. If you are facing sun, you can come nearby so that Hare Krishna. This chapter is entitled The Killing of Demon Trunavata. By this we can understand, after killing the demon, Nanda Maharaj were very concerned about his child protection. It's natural for every parent to give protection and to give have concern about one's own child. So here in this today's verse, we will see that we are seeing that Nanda Maharaj is giving charity to the Brahmanas and asking the blessings from the Brahmanas. It's a deeply rooted Vedic culture in the society. Whereas the Brahmanas has to perform six kind of duties, then only he is called a qualified Brahmanas. Otherwise not. What are the six kind of duties? Yajan Yajan, Patan Patan, Dana Pratigrahana. So Yajan Yajan, he should perform Yajna, fire sacrifice, and he should make others also engage in the fire sacrifice. That is first qualification. And the second qualification is Patan Patan. He should study the Vedas and he should engage others also in studying the Vedas. Dana Pratigrahana. So he should give in charity and take charity. So these six kind of duties, one who performs perfectly, he is called a qualified Brahmanas. And since in the age of Kali there is no qualified Brahmana, Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, there one must take in account that there is no qualified Brahmanas. So what we can do in this age of Kali, Srila Prabhupada recommends that only one yajna should be performed. Yajnai sankirtanai prai yajantihi sumedasaha. So when you perform yajna, then Yajnai Sankirtanai Praya Yajanji Sumedasa, then automatically you will become a qualified Brahmanas. Once Srila Prabhupada was traveling in India, so he went to Hyderabad in South India. There he went to a farm temple which is away in the suburbs, 20-30 miles. So there he had a Krishna Balaram temple. So it was newly inaugurated, the open temple, and that landowner gave a donation of 500 acres land for the ESKCON society. So then Srila Prabhupada had the press meeting. Then in that press meeting, one of the journalists was a little bit, he is a Brahmin, he is so-called Brahmana. So he was asking Srila Prabhupada question, Prabhupada, what is your aim of your movement? What is the purpose of your movement? Then Srila Prabhupada repeat this shloka, Yajnai Sankirtanai Praya Yajanji Sumedasa. Okay, then what is the main purpose of your movement? Because we have scarcity in presently, because there are no rains, and how are we people gonna survive? What are you gonna do for the society? He was asking in a social manner. So how your society is gonna contribute to a society? So how we can able to study the Vedas, because there are no qualified Brahmanas? And Srila Prabhupada replied same answer, Yajnai Sankirtanai Praya Yajanti Sumedasa. And that the analyst couldn't understand. And Srila Prabhupada repeatedly said three times, and he said, when you perform yajna, automatically, you'll get rain. When you have a rain, automatically you'll get crops and food grains. By that, all your problems will be solved. So some people are so accustomed to perform yajna. Then they will ask certain kind of questions. Because the journalist was a Brahmin, so he was asking the same question, what is the purpose of movement? Why you are not performing yajna? The only yajna in this age of Kali is recommended Sankirtan yajna. And otherwise, where we don't have any food grains, we don't have any rains. If we don't have any rains, we don't have any food grains. And how are you going to survive? So where is the question of pure Brahmanas? When you want to become a qualified Brahmana, that means you have to perform Sankirtan yajna. By Sankirtan yajna, then it is very, very easy, and everybody can participate in the Sankirtan yajna. When you ask them to perform Sankirtan yajna, it will take a lots of paraphernalia and lots of ingredients. We need a pure cow milk, cow ghee, and all kinds of grains. When you don't have that, you will not get the fruit of the yajna. There was another incident took place. One congregation member, he asked the Hare Krishna devotees to come and perform yajna. Then the devotees told, well, we can do this Sankirtan yajna. Then he was so strict, he said that, no, I want fire sacrifice to be done in my home. Then he said that, no, we can do also fire sacrifice, but this is yajna recommended in this age. Then he was so adamant, so he want to be performed this yajna, fire sacrifice yajna only. Otherwise, I'm not going to have any house program in my house. Then devotee said, well, okay, we can do the yajna, whatever we know. Then all the devotees went home and they started performing yajna in the real fire sacrifice. And that owner, he was saying, I need more fire. Then their devotees started putting ghee. And all the way, and they are chanting all the mantras, whatever they know. And the owner was saying, more fire, add more fire. Then he was keep on adding. Then suddenly, the fire went up, and fire alarm rings. Then all the water came and filled with the house with the water. Then devotees replied, this is what will happen. When you perform yajna, naturally you will get rain water. So, some people are there so adamant and they want to perform yajna. But it is, according to the scriptures, there are no qualified Brahmanas and there are no qualified Indians, but still we do in our movement, because that is the purity and what are the of the spiritual master, and that is recommended by our Acharya, how to perform yajna. It doesn't mean that we should not perform any yajna. It means that you should perform yajna with the necessary things what you have. Srila Prabhupada in the beginning, he didn't perform yajna for giving initiation. He just gave initiation like that. But we cannot imitate Srila great acharyas. But what we, when we have everything, because the in the beginning it was the movement was very, it was in the beginning it was very small, so he did like that. But whereas now it has grown, and we need to make qualified brahmanas. When you make qualified brahmanas, then they will chant mantras very nicely, and they will do yajna. By performing yajna, all the demigods and everybody will be pleased. The most important thing is Lord Vishnu is pleased. That is the purpose of the yajna. It should not that the purpose of yajna to have a fruit and to enjoy the fruits of the results. So one should perform yajna regularly, and by performing regularly chanting of Hare Krishna mantra and performing yajna, then you will get the achieve perfection in your life. So for devotees, we need to sacrifice our time in performing this yajna by chanting regularly 16 rounds, and we need to sacrifice our time hearing the holy name of the Lord, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, and hearing various scriptures and hearing the lectures. Then we need to, we will get that achieved results of the yajna. Otherwise we just do superficially, it will remain superficially. And also in the previous 16th verse it says Nanda Maharaj is giving charity to the cows, charity, giving charity for the brahmanas as a cows decorated with the garments and flower garlands. So this give and take reciprocation must be also there with among the devotees. In the nectar of instruction, Rupa Goswami given Dadati Pratigrahanati Guhya Makyati Prachati. So one should have these kinds of exchanges. When you have these kinds of exchanges, then naturally relationship grows between one another. Otherwise it will be like just like you are doing your own activity, you are doing your regular things, I am doing my regular things, there is no relationship. That's why Srila Prabhupada made this wonderful temples all over the world, to have these exchanges between the devotees. When you have these kinds of exchanges, then you can able to grow easily in the devotional life. Because if you even you see in the material world, mundane people also they exchange their talks, businessmen they exchange their business dealings, and as a profession they will exchange their sharing with the job, what they are doing in their job. And you see everybody, they are exchanging their feelings to one another. Similarly, it is very very important to exchange our feelings and our to give the gifts to the devotees. It is very very important. One must cultivate this habit of giving gifts. So when you cultivate the habit of giving gift and taking gift, then naturally the Krishna, Lord Krishna will be pleased, and Srila Prabhupada also will be pleased. Srila Prabhupada wanted his devotees, his disciples, to cooperate with one another. Then only Srila Prabhupada will be feels happy. When you don't cooperate with one another, then naturally you don't show how you are loving Srila Prabhupada. If you are concerned about your own one department and you are not concerned about other department of services, then it doesn't establish relationship between you and him. Because you are the same person, when you go to the Golok Vrindavan, you're gonna have the same person dealing with the same devotee. You cannot go there and complain, I hate this person, why he came again here? No, you cannot say that. First of all, you don't get entry. That's why we need to harmonize our relationship with one another. If you are not, you should try to take the guidance and how you need to harmonize your relationship. When you harmonize your relationship with one another, when you pray for that, then Krishna gives that intelligence how to harmonize our relationship with one another. So he may be having certain type of behavior, you may be having certain type of behavior, but we need to cooperate with one another. It's just like a simple example. When we have in our family, everybody, we accept everybody, however they are, however, whatever they have bad habits, right? But the same thing when it comes to the devotional service, when it comes to the devotional life in the devotees, you need to accept the same people. You need to, you know, try to accept. When you go to home, you accept however your father is there, however your mother or your brother, though they have any bad habits, although they don't know any culture, anything, how to talk, but still you call them as your family member. Still you love them. You may not show externally, but internally, if something happened to them, definitely you will stand by them. But the same thing when it's happened to the devotees community, you immediately reject them. Once Srila Prabhupada also, he cried for the devotees. Once devotee was having a trouble with following one of the regulative principles, then Srila Prabhupada mentioned, you just do what I say. Then over a time period, that devotee couldn't handle and he left the movement, and Srila Prabhupada cried for that devotee. So our acharyas give so much importance to the devotees, whereas sometimes we having troublesome with harmonizing our relationship with the devotee, but still when you pray for that devotee, definitely at least you need to pray for that devotee so that he can come back and join the movement. Once it happened in Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj's time. So once there was a devotee, he was very enthusiastic and he was doing preaching rapidly. I mean, he was doing preaching very vigorously, and the devotees planned to have a temple in that area. For the opening of the temple, they called Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj for opening. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj asked that devotee, where is that devotee? He was so enthusiastic. Where is he gone? Then the disciples told that Prabhupada, sorry, Maharaj, this devotee behavior was weird and he did some mistake. We sent him away. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj became very angry and he stopped whole ceremony and he ordered his disciples, unless until you get that disciple, I'm not gonna come and enter in the temple. So he was so strict. And also protecting the devotee, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj also very, very strict. When people, you know, young youths, boys join in the Hare Krishna movement, then in the Gaudiya Mutt, then the parents would come and cry, give me my back, my son, give back my son, why you are holding? Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj orders his disciples secretly, take that devotee from the back door and give him and take it to other center and hide him in under the bed and hide him under somewhere when the parents come. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj told that if I don't do like that, then the Gaudiya Mutt would not have been grown. So Gaudiya Mutt to grow, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj did like that. He took so many risks. And the parents were cursing Maharaj, why you take my son, you are making my son into useless, and he is our next generation, you are stopping our family lineage. So they would all curse this type of words to the Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, but still he would protect the devotees. So one should give this six kind of exchanges between the devotees, and one should also cultivate and harmonize the relationship with the devotees. Then only we can do this Sankirtan Yajna properly. Imagine if you have a misunderstanding with one devotee, you observe your chanting, you will not do chanting properly. You will not, your mind stable will be not, your mind will be gone somewhere with the fighting. If you had a fight with one devotee, you cannot chant your regular rounds, and you cannot perform your daily activities. You cannot perform your devotional activities. When you go outside, you cannot distribute books, because inside that will be, you will have some itching sensation when you have a fight with a particular devotee. When inside you are preaching, you are going to outside, you are preaching books distribution, you are saying, take this book and you will have success in your life, you will get a peace in your life. While saying, inside Paramatma also will be saying, are you having peace? Are you chanting properly? So inside that voice will come, right? When you say outsiders, chant Hare Krishna mantra, be happy. But inside, are you happy while chanting? Are you doing everything properly? So that disturbance will come. Due to that disturbance, you cannot preach properly. You cannot, when you don't preach properly, when you don't say proper words or proper conviction, but other person will not convince whatever you say. That will happen naturally. He doesn't have to be a devotee. He doesn't have to be any person. He doesn't know Hare Krishna movement. But still, when you are giving a book, if you are having some problems in your mind, even though you are preaching, but the other person will not get convinced. That's why try to have good relationship with the devotees. When you have something misunderstanding, then just go and offer obeisances. Vancha kalpata rupyascha kripa sindhu bhayeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. When you do that, then you see how your rounds go smoothly. Then you can perform this sankirtana yajna. Then you can become happy. When you perform sankirtana yajna, that is the yajna recommended in this age of Kali. You don't perform Ashtanga Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, or any yogas. These yogas are good. But at one point of time, you need to meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then only you will achieve the real goal of your life, the real peace of your life. Just by chanting Hare Krishna mantra with attentively and having relationship with the devotees, then you can grow your sadhana well. So now I'll stop here. It's 8:15. We'll see any questions, comments. Hare Krishna.
True. I was thinking how you mentioned devotees on book distribution. I mean, I was just distributing books yesterday, and I thought the same thing. We're saying this will make you happy and everything. But what I thought was that there's this there's this hope that I can enjoy materially. There's happiness in the material world still. There's still that hope that there's something for me, something to be had on the material platform, and therefore the efficacy of the devotional practice, the results, are not palpable. So I find that, I'm thinking about the devotee relationships, which you spoke about, how that concept of material happiness can also be there within devotee relationships, that I really want just a friend, or let's say if one's grihast, I want a beloved, or I want some sort of rasa. I want to experience some sort of relationship. And because it's with devotees, you're doing the devotional practices and so on, it seems that it's spiritual, but it's still material. In one sense, it's still on the material platform, and I feel that there's a lot of frustration in this, and that's why there's so much, I don't know how to say it. Like Prabhupada said, don't expect utopia in the material
don't
world.
Expect?
utopia, even within ISKCON. He said it's not a utopian movement. It's still the material world. But anyways, this desire that, yes, I can somehow experience utopia here. So that's one side of it, is, you know, rejecting this hope for material rasa. But then there's also the aspect of, you know, how to relate personally with devotees. So on one hand, one's still materially influenced, and so the exchanges are on that level. And on the other hand, one can just kind of retreat into one's own, you know, one's own self. And relationships are important, of course, for development of devotional service. In fact, they're the goal. So I'm just curious, like, on one side it's impersonal, and on the other side it's just material. So I'm trying to find out what's the balance, if you have any thoughts about this.
I can share one thought. So first of all, happiness and distress comes naturally. Nobody prays for the happiness, everybody prays for the happiness, and nobody prays for the distress. But Prahlad Maharaj says, one should not over endeavor for the material gain, for happiness. It will come and go. And between the devotees, what I personally do is, I will share whatever I have in my mind to my counselor or whoever who is whom I confidently believe in that person, that I have these material desires. So then when you share that particular type of thing, then that can be transformed into devotional service. For example, you are inclined to listen to the songs, but in over period of time you cannot able to give up that. It will give you some material happiness, but when you share with that devotee, then he will say how to overcome that. Then with you, not to the equal level, then you should share with the senior level. There are percentage of association, so one should associate with equal level, 80%, I guess, and with the junior 20%, 20 to 30%, and for the seniors 20%, and for the equals 100% you should be associated with, and for juniors 20%. So when you associate with that, then you will gradually develop in giving up the material happiness. Because this material happiness, it's not coming from this lifetime. This comes from the many, 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 many lifetimes. It is the pushing from the inside. It is not from, we should not think that, like, it's open area. When I chant the Hare Krishna mantra for many years, this all the disease will go away. No, it will take some time. You know Dhruva Maharaj's story? Dhruva Maharaj, he was, previously in his birth, he was a Brahmana. When he was in the Brahmana, he was doing all his activities, Brahmanical activities. He thought once, I want to become a king. He had that strong desire that I want to become a king. Because he was in the Brahmana community, and because he has the soul is in the Brahmana's body, that he couldn't become a Brahmana in that lifetime. The same attitude, the same desire was carried forward to next lifetime. Then he took birth in the kingdom, in king's family. Then that's why he has so much strong desire to become a king. Then that desire carried forward to next lifetime, then he became Brahmana. So these desires and these enjoying propensity will not go so easily, but it takes some time. We should have patience. then the devotee will also help you, because we don't know who is he and how we gonna act in that way. So when you share with that, when the devotee has also material desires, and you should be very patiently if you are able to correct him. Otherwise, if you encourage him in that way, then you will be also going down and you will be also passing away. Maybe that was my thought, and I hope this will not satisfy. Is it okay? You can ask Senior Prabhu, Subal Prabhu, or anybody. They can add it. Yes, Prabhu.
I can just add one thing of what you say, which was very nice. In one sense, even if we are still not in the level or in the position of unmotivated devotional service, we still have material motivations mixed. Devotional service is still transcendental.
Right.
So it's just mixed devotional service with whatever particular condition we have. But because devotional service is transcendental, it will purify us if we follow. So, as you say, it's a gradual process that we have to be patient, but still, the process itself, when it's guided, it is transcendental. And so we're engaged in that. We're engaged in
yes.
that type of activity. Transcendental devotional service. So it is just natural. It is designed like that, because most of us are materially invested, or we are conditioned to this material world. So it is natural that there is a process of purification, and the process of purification, while we're going through, the recommendation is tans titikshava bharata. We have to tolerate, be patient and tolerate. Tolerate the whole discomfort or not being have that two opposite things happening, you know, devotion and material desire. So we tolerate those things. If we in the position of pure devotional service, the pure devotee is transcendental to happiness and distress. He doesn't have to tolerate things. He doesn't touch it. But because we are afflicted, we do have to tolerate, because we do experience and we get affected by happiness and distress. So then we tolerate and perform. So it's natural. So that it's just a natural thing.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for your class. You made a lot of wonderful points, and you quoted one of my favorite pastimes with Bhaktisiddhanta, where you were mentioning that pastime is actually, the chapter is called Guru and Disciple Interactions. It's either Volume 1 or Volume 2 of Bhaktisiddhanta pastime, and I really appreciate that, because the devotee you were talking about was a brahmachari, and they said he was misbehaving with a woman. They didn't say how, but in that pastime, Bhaktisiddhanta says that one devotee means more to me than all of these arrangements you have made for this temple opening. So there's a quote that says, love people, not things. Use things, not people. And that's related to my original point that you were mentioning of the six loving exchanges. And since we're under the most material nature, a lot of our exchanges are the six lusty exchanges, like in a pastime of the churning of the ocean of milk. The demons, when they associated with the demigods, they say this is bad association. But then when they associated with Mohini, Murti, they said this is good association. So sometimes I have a two-part question to this verse you were mentioning of six loving exchanges. Sometimes basically, how can we distinguish whether our interactions, because usually we like to associate with people who arouse our senses or arouse our false ego, hence racism, nationalism, sexism, etc. And so in another part of this verse is that it mentions one should inquire confidentially to a devotee. So there's a quote from the Bible that's one of my favorite ones. It's in the book of James, chapter 3, I think. It says, all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are tamed and have been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My dear brothers and sisters, this should not be. So my question is related to that. When we hear that we should inquire to others confidentially, sometimes the fear may come that if I inquire to somebody confidentially, how do I know it's not going to be on Facebook the next day? Because a lot of times when we associate with devotees, a lot of our conversation is, did you hear who fell down? We never hear often, did you hear who rose up? Who overcame their addictions, who overcame the depression, who overcame their inertias. We don't hear that often. So can we advance in Krishna consciousness without really kind of exposing ourselves, even confidentially, to someone with the fear that it may get out? Can Krishna still purify our hearts without exposing our, you know, embarrassing inertias?
So I can try this answer. One thing, you should have a faith in the devotee whom you trust, whom you exchange whatever things are going in your mind. When you have a strong faith in that devotee, then only you should reveal. It's not like everybody, whoever you come across, you can just reveal and they will next day put it in Facebook or whatever. So we should not like that. One should be very careful enough, and at the same time one should have intelligence also. When you don't have intelligence, then that's your fault. You should have intelligence, because Srila Prabhupada wanted his disciples to be intelligent and planning. So the movement will go on that basis of intelligence and proper planning. When you don't have these two, then your devotional life or the organization will not go forward. We should have proper intelligence and proper planning. So one should reveal this mind, so that if you want to test a devotee, if you want to like reveal something, then if you are getting correction by that revealing, if you are thinking that, okay, I revealed this much, so this devotee helped me to overcome, then by that you can understand, then I can reveal more. When you see that this devotee is making fun of you or putting the Facebook and everything, then you should not reveal that. If by seeing the person you should able to understand, shall I reveal or not? If I reveal, what will be the consequences? Then you should be facing, which one should take responsibility for himself and others also. And if somebody reveals anything to you, then you should also not be the same, like, you know, you should not go back behind him and talk about him. So this is, you know, this devotee has this much. So one should not talk. That is very, very dangerous. Once it's a pastime, you know, the Lord Brahma was chasing after Mother Saraswati due to lust. So when he was chasing all the demigods, they saw that and they laughed. See, Lord Brahma is like that. So they kind of, then the same, those people, they had to take birth in the mother Devaki, and they had to be killed. They had to be killed by their own uncle. So that is a committed Vaishnava aparadha. Though he may be doing very abnormal activity, we need to be very, very careful and not to commit any offense to that devotee. And at the same time, we should not talk about devotee. If somebody comes, Prabhu, you know what is this happened, then immediately you should take, okay, whatever is happened is happened, The first thing is you cannot do anything. You cannot go there and change whatever has happened. And you don't have that power. You don't have that authority. And you are not ultimately controller. What's happening? Lord is sitting there. He is simply is under him. He is watching what all the things happen. If he can control, he can control at any moment. Nobody can stop him. Rake Krishna Mare Ko, Mare Krishna Rake Ko. So when Lord thinks that I want to protect this devotee, nobody can do anything. When Lord thinks that I want to kill this person, nobody can protect him. So when the Supreme Controller is sitting, then why you are interfering in that? You are thinking that you are a controller. Then that should be not be the case. So one should not talk. If somebody comes with this, you know, this is what happened, then you should immediately, in a very pleasing way, you should tell that, Prabhu, did you hear that lecture? Can we discuss that point? Or not suddenly jumping, or if he is talking about something like that, then you should talk good things also. When you also join with the bad things, then you will also become equally contaminated. Is that okay? Radhra Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki Itai Gaur Premanande.